Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio 103.9, and we're talking about topics that I've been reading in the papers. And one of the things that I was talking about in my last segment was the greening of the world. In other words, what technologies are coming out of America and Europe and all the places that are doing good research and development, and how that will change the environment of the world, which we think is necessary because of global warming. And but the other part of this is the effect that it has on industries that have been detrimental to our existence. We have gone to wars on the behalf of oil companies since forever, and that was merely to secure our position in oil. If we don't need oil, we don't care what they do with the oil. They could use it for face paint for all I care. But the fact of the matter is they can't use it to bully us, and we can't use the excuse of getting oil for going into war. The war machinery people in this country who don't want anything to stop as far as the wars are concerned are going to be very disappointed if the Congress can't make a good excuse for going into a country and making war. And what would take away that excuse? One of the things we talked about in the last segment was the fact that they will have better informed people because they'll be better educated and they'll be better. They'll have great technology that will make money for them, and they will create trading partners. And why do I have this belief? And I'll tell you why I have this belief. Back in the Second World War, when Truman and Dean Acheson and George Marshall went to work on the Marshall Plan, they created a situation in Europe where we gave them plenty of money and guidance to build a new economies so that they would be have the means of wealth that it takes to have a working democracy. And now, who do we have as working democracy? The worst offender in the Second World War in Europe, of course, was Germany. The best defender of democracy, perhaps, is in the West in Europe is Germany. And now that didn't happen because of an accident. That happened because of we did purposeful, wonderful things out there. It's true. We did things for Greece. We did things for Italy. We did things for France. We did things for England. But we did things for enemy and friend and foe alike. And they are not only, I wouldn't call them loyal to America. They are grateful to America. And they have the wherewithal and the mindset to be very protective of the democracies that they've formed. And the only way they could have done that was having great economies. Now, if we go into the third world and we bring them technologies that can make them self-sustaining, and they're not reliant on oil and gas and all of the elements that make people go to war, they will have a better, you know, they'll be able to build out their infrastructure, whether it be schools, hospitals, roads, and they'll do so because they have the means of production to do them. One of the things that happened in Costa Rica many years ago was that John Kennedy was a Harvard schoolmate of Oscar Arias. And when John Kennedy became president of the United States, he called Oscar Arias and he says, "Do not spend your money on military. We will protect you militarily. I want you to spend your money on schools, hospitals, roads, and courthouses, and whatever you need for a society to function." And Oscar Arias was a very good leader, and he took the advice of John Kennedy, and that's what he did. And people going down to Costa Rica will tell you, even though it's not a rich country, it is a rich country, in the sense that It has what it needs to educate its people. It has a wonderful environment, and they haven't desecrated their environment. They have used it as a tourist attraction. Their jungles are as good as any jungles anywhere, and they produce goods, but they're not decimated and cut down and treated in a shabby fashion because of greed and people who are out of control. The state of Costa Rica has the wherewithal and the policing forces to make things happen in a very reasonable and thought-out way. So I'm sure it's not perfect, but I'll tell you, it's a country that most Americans admire, and many are traveling there not for a vacation. They're traveling there to retire in many cases because of the quality of life in that country. What we have to do is create systems where we can do this in countries all over the world, where we become the intellectual machine that creates all of these wonderful things and helps them create local economies that make everything work. So that's my vision of the future. This is one of the reasons why I tend to be optimistic. Optimism is in short supply in this country. If you listen to some of the people on television, they'll tell you that we're going to hell in a handbasket. And to some degree, they are correct because of the actions that they are creating. We don't have to buy that. We don't have to buy that story. That story is a bad story. It's a story that I am totally committed to debunking. Our story is in America is that you work real hard to make things different. You work real hard to take the technology of yesterday and retire it for technology of tomorrow. We can't build things like fossil fuel plants forever and expect not to pay the consequences. That has to be, and ironically, I support a local power plant that is run by gas because it's cleaner than everything else that's there. But even that will have to come to pass, that it'll be no more one day. So this could be a great adventure for America. We can build, first of all, the maglev train. The maglev train is something I've supported, as many of you know, since forever. It operates on very, very little power. It can go very fast. It can create a new economy all of its own. And that's just one little item. Well, it's not a little item. It's a big item. But it's one item. If you think that we can't take lots of carbon out of the air by having all of these trips to Chicago, to Albany, to Boston, Washington, that were presently done by plane, and putting carbon particles and all kinds of other pollution in the upper atmosphere, and run an electric train on the ground that can get you there faster. The reason why you can get there faster, not because it goes faster, because the speed of the train is only 300 miles an hour. It gets you there faster because you can get in the terminal in New York City and get out of the terminal in Washington, D.C. You can get in the terminal in New York City and get out of the terminal in Chicago. You can get in the terminal in New York City and get out of the terminal and be in the heart of Boston without the hazari that you do to getting to the airport and leaving the airport and all of the additional expense and time-consuming elements of that journey. So it's one item, it's one very, very important item, but it's a job creator too. And it would be, if we started tomorrow, it would take us a couple of years to get up to speed, but we'd get up to about 20 million jobs across the country. And the jobs would be in every locale of the country. It wouldn't be assigned to Houston or Long Island or the technical centers of Boston and California. It would be distributed around the country, even though those complexes would create the machinery that we need in most cases, the building out of this would have to be all over the place, including the monorails and the embedded track and all of that. So the optimism I have is not unfounded. It's not because I'm a Pollyanna and I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. It's because these possibilities exist. And it's only about us, only about us, whether we take the opportunity to exploit them for our benefit, for the benefit of the world, and for the benefit of the peace of the world. One of the things that I'd like to think of is that my grandchildren will live in a world that doesn't have to worry about things like ISIS, because those people are disenchanted over things that we did to their forefathers, and now they're trying to right their ship. That's baloney. I don't buy their story, and I don't want to be inflicted on my children. Thank you for listening. This has been a great opportunity to get some real good thoughts out off my chest. And this is LI News Radio 103.9. This is Earnestly Speaking Radio.